الكتاب المقدس بيتكلم قال بإيمان the invisible حياد المجيش يفو
was created the visible was created from the invisible sorry
حياد المجيش يفو ده خالقومين حياد المجيش يفو
so God created everything
ربنا خالقو كل شيء
from nothing
من مافيا
He created everything.
Okalago aje kulu
from nothing.
Me mafia aje
by faith.
Be iman.
But what did he do?
Lakino amulishiru.
He spoke.
Okelin.
He spoke.
Okelin.
He spoke.
Okelin.
His word speaks.
Kelima bitoka kelin.
And our God is a God when He speaks.
Rabbana bitanna de o rabbana alkan kelim
the word starts to become flesh
kelim angetala oshunu gisin
when he says you are blessed
kano kelim garita mubari
wherever blessings are hiding
I mubari barakada gidusu nefse tomo
they start chasing themselves and looking for you When God says you are rich, contracts, jobs, businesses, customers. They start chasing themselves and they start running after you. Why? Because God's word is law.
Oganun.
When God speaks, His word is law.
Rabbana kan kelim kilma bito oganun.
And there's nothing that God has spoken that has failed to come to pass.
Mafiaja rabbana kelim almaamul nefsa bito.
Anything that God has spoken,
I haja rabbana kelim.
The Bible says He is watching to see His word is fulfilled. So whatever God has spoken over your life, it does not matter how you look now. Maybe now you're wondering, where will I get the next food? Maybe now you're wondering how will these small pounds add up to become
$40,000.
Maybe you are wondering how will we get a cathedral. But you see, God, gives you more than you can ask of. He gives you more than you can even imagine. And when you think you have given God, God will give you more to show you that He is not, you cannot have a debt with Him. Because God has spoken, He is not a debtor to any man. So anything that you do for the kingdom of God, the first and most important thing that you must give is yourself. The first and most important thing that you must give to God is yourself. And you give God your heart. You give God your life. You give to God your time. You give to God your resources. You give to God your thoughts. You give to God your family. You give to God your job. Everything, once you give to God, He multiplies it. He says, give. And it shall come back to you. Press down. Shaken together and running over. And running over.
Mala. You know when you're boiling tea, milk.
Kanta ki suku nu shai.
Leben.
Wala leben.
How many of you have cooked milk?
Hamnas kana suku nu leben.
What happens when you put it on the fire?
Surungi hasi kanta olivera snar.
It starts getting hot. And then after some time, if you're not careful, what will happen? It and it pours out. Now our God is like that. It's when you start giving to Him. When you start pouring your life to Him, when you start thinking about God, when you start putting your faith in God, it starts adding the fire to your milk. He starts adding the fire. This daughter of mine is serious to me today. This is this young man is serious with God today. When he woke up, the first thing he said, "Thank you, my father." So he
unlocked
the fire a little bit. And then when he was sitting down, he said, "Let me read the Bible." And then as he's reading, he starts worshiping God. And he starts saying, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
And God is just saying, "Let me add the fire a bit." And he's saying, "Continue some more." But because you are too hungry, you now start looking for chips in the chicken. You forget you are supposed to be continually giving thanks to God. And then you go to the office, you meet your boss. And the first thing he does to you, he says, "You are stupid."
Why kill him? I'll be bad. I kill him. It's a belly.
And you start saying,
"I'm bad. I kill him."
Does he think he's the only one with a job? Even one day I'll become a boss. Instead of giving thanks to God, I'll say, "Thank you that they have been
insulted."
Now you see, whenever you stop focusing on God, now the fire starts going down. Is that milk going to boil? But as you read the word, even if you're insulted, you say, "Thank you, Jesus." Even if things are not working, you say, "Tomorrow is better." Even though the money you have is not enough, you say, "God will give me more." Maybe in your house there's no peace, but you say, "God, you are the Lord of peace." The Bible tells us in everything, learn to give thanks. And Father, we give thanks for these tents. We give thanks for the tents. Blue is a good color. Hallelujah! Blue represents the sky. So you're already in heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Blue represents water.
Amen.
Water in the word of God is the word of God.
Londegi mesil and moyo. O moyo de osuno kelima bitaraban.
And your body is 70% water.
O gisin bitak o seben filmia o moyo.
So we are under the water. Hallelujah. We are under the water of the word of God.
Moyo bita kelima tarabana.
And rejoice in what God is doing. How much do you think we'll have bought this tent?
I came and they can become Beckham. Can I give you?
What do you think? Maybe $400, $500. Even more. Maybe 1,000.
Because now $1,000.
And God has given us how many? If all of us were to give offering, is there a day we have reached even
$500.
So God is more concerned about you than you're concerned about yourself. Tell yourself, God, can you repeat after me? God is more concerned about me
and Anna
than I'm concerned about myself. Let this be a testimony that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ask of, imagine, or think. God is able to do. I don't know. I want that to sink in your heart today. Imagine the highest thing that will make you happy. All of us, close your eyes. And I want you to think. Think of yourself. Where is it that you think that is the highest you can ever be?
Mahar wala nukta ya tu hata gifikiri ita bikun biwosul fogo ita deru kete wosul fogo.
Maybe one of you maybe wants to become the president.
Bikun why mne ita kunder tala race.
Maybe someone here wants to become in the UN.
Bikun why zol mne ina deru kun fi UN.
Maybe someone here wants to build an Amara.
Bikun fi why zol hina deru abinu Amara.
I want you to take a moment to think and ask yourself, me as a person, where is that place that if I reach, I will say this is God. Maybe you want to get married. Maybe you want to have children. The doctors have told you you cannot have children. Maybe you have a disease that cannot be healed. Now, as you think about that thing that is impossible, I want you to say, God, you are able to do it. Even more. Even more. Ephesians 3 verse 20.
Kitab al-Mukaddas fi Ephesus talata min aya 20.
God is able to do
garabana ba'kidaramulu
exceedingly
ketir
above
akbar
all that I can ask of him
kulu min anna ba'asal mino
or imagine
alna bifekiri wala
according to the power
min gua bito
that is at work inside me.
Alfi shokol jua anna.
So God's power,
gua bitarabana,
the power of the Holy Spirit,
gua bitaroh al kudus,
will accomplish
biager kamilu
your dream.
Hajata der.
The thing you have thought about,
hajata gifekir.
God is able to do it.
Raban baki der.
Four times more. If you have received it, say hallelujah! And say, I receive it. And I give thanks to God. Because you will do it. And say, God, give me the wisdom so that whatever I do, that I walk into that destiny. That big plan that is bigger than my imagination, that is bigger than what I ask for, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That is why when I was praying, someone will ask, what kind of prayer is this? That is how we prophesy. That is how you prophesy your destiny. That is how you create. That is how you shift from where you are to where God wants you to be. And this is by the word of God. And I want to tell you something. Study the word of God. Because every promise of God you find here, healing is here.
Shifa or hina.
Resources are here.
Kulu mali jifijua.
Land is here.
Sala wata nifijua hina.
God says the land is mine.
Rabana gikele mgali alwata de time.
The land does not belong to the landlord.
Alu wata magi tabele sunu.
God told the Israelites, none of you should sell land because the land is mine.
Rabana kerim le shabeta isere. That keta kumma tedi watan asan de watan de takun.
So that land of the church is for God.
What and that Kenisa the Tarabana.
And then he also says silver and gold are.
Amen. Oh bekelim gali sunu dahabo sunu ofida de kulu tarabana.
So all the dollars are for
kulu dollar de kulu lemunu. Rabana.
So we have thanked him that the money is coming.
And ashkuru rabana san nekelim ga guruze gija.
And we have thanked him that the land is coming. And we have thanked him that the churches are being built. And we have thanked him that the members are coming. And let me give you a secret, you who are here. When the members come, let them not find you as members. Because they will overtake you.
Amen.
They will overtake you. When they come, let them find you as the head of the ushers. Let them find you as a praise and worship. Because that time,
as a Zamanda,
they might come those who have money. They might come those who are anointed. They might come those who have big stomachs. But you will tell them, you know, I was here before. And I know from the foundation. And because you have believed what God will do for you, you are the leaders of this church. You are the leaders of this church. And I want you to see the big church. Even when you are here, see the big church. See the lights behind you.
Get down and war attacking.
See the screens behind you.
Get down screen bar.
See the stage.
Get down mambar.
See all the people in Juba only coming to Agape.
Get down nasta Juba ketir kija fi Agape.
See how you are singing all in nice uniform as the choir. And see, even if you are the pastor Bojo, you are preaching powerfully. And Bishop Caesar is just watching everything. Hallelujah.
Bishop Caesar Gashu, Ayat Giro Akev.
And he's just saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they say, this man is anointed. Hallelujah. Ricochete.
Amen. Amen.
And you are anointed. Amen.
Amen.
You must learn to see. Learn to see what God has already done. Don't think you are just a house help. Say, I am a house manager. I am a manager. Because I control everything in this house. Don't say you are just a student. Just say you are a job owner. And a training.
Amen.
You must learn to think big. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, much more than you can ask, than you can imagine. According to the power, where is the power? Is it in heaven? The power is inside you. So don't start waiting for power from somewhere else. People are looking for men of God for power. Where is the power? Inside you. The power is not far from you. And the power is the power of the Holy Spirit. And you receive the Holy Spirit the day you accept your life to Jesus. The day you receive Jesus, God sends His Holy Spirit into your heart. And He makes you a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. A new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. So you have a new mind. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ knows science. Say amen.
Amen.
The mind of Christ understands mathematics.
Amen.
The mind of Christ understands geology.
Amen.
The mind of Christ understands physics, everything.
Amen.
That means you are not foolish.
Amen. Baby man, I am a believer. As an afkar betara bana bahar fajen ketir.
Anyone who has accepted Jesus, Anyone who has accepted Jesus,
I zol al rahim Yeshua fi hayabito.
Receives the mind of Christ.
Oh, kaman yingu suru muk betara bana.
That's why you cannot be depressed.
There are suffer mabe asurita.
You cannot suffer from mental diseases.
Ita mabe ligo ayanar beta muk tafkar.
Because you have the mind of Jesus. And your mind is at peace. You also receive a new heart. Where you had a heart of stone. You see, in Juba, people have hearts not of stone, hearts of lions.
Sorry.
They don't have hearts of stone. They have hearts of lions. So anything you try,
I had to be lemons.
I was just saying, every day Juba is just drama. When I was going to Peace Hospital, they were going to give me this nice shoe. I know you're wondering what is wrong with my leg. But it's because I fell a bit. And they decided to give me a nice shoe. So this is a good shoe. It's very heavy. And it's preventing me from injuring my leg again. Because I injured my ligament here. But what, after I put on this shoe for some weeks, then it will be okay. But now as I was sitting there,
Lakini sema leo ana kani geni na.
I saw a woman fighting with the watchman at the gate.
Oka na inu mara tangi shakil begafir.
And she was wanting to sell, I think, either groundnuts, eggs, and small things.
He akande retebi ajasuka zena se beida wala full.
And because she wanted to enter the hospital, the person, the watchman, told her not to enter. And the watchman told her that, you know, you might give someone food and then they become sick and they are
poisoned.
She forgot everything and heard the word poisoner. And she put her things down.
Oh dear, get it.
And said, tell me the day I poisoned you. And he started saying, show me that I'm a poisoner. And he's ready to fight the soldier with a gun. So Juba.
Yeah, Juba.
And all of the South Sudan.
Ukulu Junubi.
We have hearts of lion. But you see, God is able to change your heart from a lion and give you a heart of flesh. Give you a heart of love. Give you a heart of forgiveness. Give you a heart that will take some things lightly. And someone will do that and you say, I forgive you. Why? Because God is the one who gave you a new heart. How many are happy to receive the new heart from Jesus? The new heart teaches you to love children. The new heart will make you forgive your husband. The new heart will make you forgive your wife. The new heart will make you forgive your children. The new heart will make you forgive your parents. That's why Jesus said when he's praying, our Father,
okay, Abu,
who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Okay.
Your kingdom come.
Okay.
Your will be done.
Okay.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. As we forgive those who forgive. So God expects you to forgive others. And only the heart of God that can help you to forgive. And also the third thing that God gives you is gives you a new body. First of all, he gave you a new spirit. He gave you his spirit. And this new creation has a new spirit. A spirit that is alive. A spirit that is alive. And then he also gives you his Holy Spirit. So you walk with God. God is not very far. God is inside you. Can you say God is inside me? God is walking with me. When I wake up, he's with me. When I sleep, he's with me. When I sleep, he's protecting me. So that is why I cannot be attacked by devils at night. So it's not because I sleep with the Bible under the pillow. God is inside you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That
is why even when you are driving,
there are some can take sugu.
God gives you a verse. God so loved the world.
Rabana go later aya gal asan rabana hibal alam.
When you are waking up,
can take gumi num.
You hear a song inside your heart.
Itagasma guna figel babita.
It is God speaking to you.
Eraba na gikerim
le. You just hear a song. God is so good.
Itagasma guna.
God is so good. Aye. And you wonder, where is this song coming from? Because heaven is inside your heart.
Number one, feed you a girl babita.
Say hallelujah.
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 God is not far from you.
Oma beir minita.
That is why when you make a mistake, you are not at peace. Because God is telling you, my daughter, my child, what you have done is not right. And then you say, God, I'm sorry. And immediately, you feel peace in your heart. And you feel oil is flowing. Because God is where? Is inside your heart. So you have a new spirit. You have a new heart. You have a new mind. The mind of God. And then you also have a new body. And that is why when you're sick, you are healed. God's body was broken. He was beaten. His stripes, you are healed. So you must believe that God has healed you. Whether you're having malaria, you say, I am healed. Even as you take the medicine, you say, I'm taking the medicine, but I believe God, you are bigger than the medicine. I was listening to a story of a young man who was found by terrorists.
Anakan gasuma gisa bita wele kan ligobe sun terrorist be arambe munu
haramia
mujermin
irhabin 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 you are a future translator here.
Amen.
So you are welcome. We need that. So he was shot 9 times in the chest. When someone is shot like that, what do we say?
Talga.
Tisa
marat.
Chest. He does. Can that person survive?
Zole and behind.
But you see, that boy was taken to hospital. And he started trying to resuscitate. And when he opened his mouth a bit,
do
you know what the first word he said? I can't die like this. Because I'm a child of God. That boy is alive.
Welele, oh hi.
It is you.
Oh, ita.
To know who God says you are.
Al baaru kan raba na kelim ita munu.
And for you to speak.
Asante biwanusu.
What God has said in His word about you.
Haja al raba na kelim fi kitab al mukadas an ita.
And that's why I told you, God is able. To do exceedingly, abundantly,
Akbar,
above all that you can ask of Him or imagine, according to the power that is at work inside you. God's power is at work. I don't know what you're facing, but I'm here to tell you God's power is at work. I don't know who is opposing you in the workplace or in the church, but God's power is at work. I don't know who you're going to face, but God's power is at work.
ana maro vitagira limbo munu lakena nderi worleta gal gua bitaraba na feshokol.
The voice of God can silence the voice of lions.
O sot bitaraba no bagdera asko asagi tukulu.
Daniel was thrown in the den of lions.
Daniel can jadafi ufra bita asset.
But the lions saw him as one of another lion.
Like in asset, they shoof Daniel can why me numu.
And they said, hey, boss, you have come.
No, we are
okay. We are not even hungry. You just continue. When are you going?
And for sure, they could not touch Daniel.
Daniel.
And that is how the devil looks at you. The devil is a lion.
Shaitan or asset.
He's looking for someone to devour. But the child of God, who knows he's a child of God,
is like Daniel in the den of lions.
Daniel for the
devil is looking.
Shaitan got chuf.
But he cannot do anything.
Because you are
as an eater,
a child of God.
Jenabita Rabbana.
God gives you his protection.
Rabbana go in Himaya be told later.
God protects you.
Rabbana God have me.
You might even be in an accident.
Because the Billy God had this.
And everyone dies.
Because
but you walk out.
Like in itatala.
And you touch yourself. I have a pastor friend of mine. He was driving. And his car rolled, I don't know how many times. But as he said, as the car was rolling, there was music in his heart. You know there is music from heaven. Because heaven is where?
As in samawari when ya jama.
God is just telling him, my child, my love.
And
after the car rolled,
Arabia di Gilibu,
and it stood again straight.
Obada wogif.
He opened the door.
Obada fatabab.
And got out.
Obada tala.
Looked at the car.
Oh, in Arabia.
You are destroyed.
Ah,
look at himself.
Oh, I messed up it all.
I'm fine.
Oh, no, no, Chris.
Insurance. Come and pick your
car.
Give me a new car. Maybe God wanted to give him a new car. You see, God, the way God works is not the way we work. What you think might be a problem is a promotion to you. What you think is a test is a testimony to God. So God is the one who does everything for you later. He does it before you. He goes ahead of you. This man called Laban.
Zol isim Laban.
He was going to fight Jacob.
Because Jacob ran away with his children. He ran away with his two wives. And the man was coming to fight Jacob.
Do
you know what happened in the night? God came to Laban.
He
said, this servant of mine. Come. He says, this Jacob.
Yakub
is my servant.
They cardin the time.
Do not say anything good.
I had a quest
or bad.
What about that?
Hey, what kind of warning is that? Do not say anything good.
I had a quest
or bad.
What about that? No.
And when he came, there's nothing he could do.
But there was no market that I'm like, I had yet.
Because the mouth was?
I said, cast my better soon.
So the devil, when he comes,
Shetan kanoja.
God says, this is my boy.
Rabana became Mgari when the time.
You see him small like this.
He no sugar is there.
He's my child.
Or Jen at the time.
Do not do anything good.
Get a mom on I had your quest.
Or bad.
While I'm battle.
Leave him alone.
See, boys.
Even this is how Job was. Job was enjoying life.
Job can't get sunu. Stamped up a higher.
Because God had blessed him.
And
the devil comes.
Oh, Shaitan Badaja.
And God says, have you seen my servant Job?
He's
very righteous.
Oh,
he loves God.
Oh, be Hebrew.
What did the devil say?
Shaitan Badakel.
But have you not put a hedge of fire
around you? For God.
What is fence?
Horse with a nar.
Have you not put a hedge of fire?
It a mahawi so job benar bitar.
So at night you don't even have to cry fire.
The lens are mad with us and they became nar.
Yeah, say thank you, God.
The best we came with Shukra
and my child.
As an anagena.
And what does he do?
Oh, Rabbana Gamushun.
He puts fire around you.
Oh, the host with a nar.
He sends his angels around you.
His Odi Malaika Bito.
So do you think this guy is small?
It'll be later to give you that.
But if God is to open your eyes,
like he can rub and fatter, uyun bitar,
you will see he's surrounded by thousands and thousands of angels.
It has a shuf in you how we saw the malaika, alif or alif, malaika.
Not just this child, even you.
My best general,
even you who believes in Jesus.
You
are surrounded by
angels. The malaika.
And for the devil to touch you,
as a shetan be lemesita,
he has to ask God for permission.
Ilo basalo, me rabba.
God.
Oh basalo.
Please, can I touch his leg?
Malis karan abisu kurabito.
Because if I touch him, he will deny you.
As a karan lemesu kurabito, it will be abba.
And then God sees this child of mine. Can he manage?
Yeah, the rabba na beani galhal. Jena bitade back there.
This one is reading the Bible, he can manage. Okay, touch his leg. So his leg is touched and he starts paining. Do this. Because the devil has asked for permission.
Shaitan asalu, the rabbana.
Now this child of God, if he knows who he is, he will say thank you, God. That though my leg is paining, you have healed me. Though my leg is going to take some time to be better, you love me. But the child that does not know is God,
he starts
saying, but God, where are you? Where were you when I was injuring my leg? And the devil will be very happy. He said, you said you know us. He doesn't know. That's why Job's wife said, why don't you curse God and die? Children of God, if things are not okay, give thanks to God. Don't complain to God. Don't feel bad about God. God is good all the time. God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
And that is his nature. Woo! The
Amen.
Nature of God is. So it doesn't matter what the landlord has said. It doesn't. The land of the paper, the document is already in the name of Agame. You own the land even before you paid a single coin. True or false? So the land was given by God before you paid a single
mahal de wodi ber rabana wodi gubalisa madafa ai gurush.
In fact, the land, if you talk to Bojo, the land was given even before that guy knew he was going to get the land.
Amen. Sara kanta asal Bojo mahal de wodi zar gubalisa waru galisun o zol level go mahal.
You see, when you are a child of God,
kanta jena bitarabana,
even something you desire,
hajada ata sunu dero.
The Bible says in Psalms 37 verse 4.
In Mazmur
37.
Sabah 13.
Verse 4.
Aya Arba.
Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself. Enjoy yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Another version says he will fulfill the secret longings of your heart.
So there
are some things that are in the hearts of the people of God.
If
you are desiring a calf, the Bible says just delight yourself in the Lord. Give yourself fully to doing
this
work. Give yourself completely. If
you
say people come at 5, come at 4:30. If they say people come early, you come earlier. And God will fulfill the secret longings of your heart. And God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, much more than all you can ever ask of or imagine, according to the power that is at work inside of you. How many receive that power today? How many are believing they have that power of God? Now, I want you to ask you, how many are born again? Who is here is not a child of God. He who here is not born again. You have never given your life to Jesus. Is there anyone here who has not given his life to Jesus? And he's saying, today, I want to be a child of God.
Amen.
Let us all stand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Just go before the God and pray to him. Shikaraba. us. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the ministration of the word. Thank God for what God is saying. Thank God. There's something that God has spoken to your life. I know there's something that God is doing today. And he's breaking the chains of darkness. He's breaking the powers of the enemy. Father God, I thank you. Just go before the God and speak to him. Speak to him your dreams. Speak to him your desires. Speak to him the things that you want him to do. Speak to him the things that you are trusting God. The things that look impossible. The things that look that men cannot do it. The things that you think that your parents cannot do. Maybe it is studying abroad. Maybe it is going to university. Maybe it is getting married. Maybe it is getting children. Maybe it is getting healing. Maybe it is breakthrough for the ministry. That which that is troubling you, I want you to speak it to God. God is here. He is not far from you. He is able to minister to you. Do not be silent. Speak to God this moment. Speak to God. It is God who does it before you. It is God who did it before you. It is God who loved you. It is God who sent his son to die for you. It is God who paid the price for you. And he's able to do it today. And I'm just asking again. If you are here and you've not given your life to Jesus, you know. If you die today, you're not going to die. Raise your hand. I want you to pray. Because I want you to be sure. Thank you, my brother. Is there anyone else who wants to be sure they are going to heaven? And they want to go to heaven. Anyone else who wants to be sure? Anyone? Come. Don't waste time. This is your day of salvation. Thank you, my sister. Come. You want to be sure that you're going to heaven. Come. Anyone else who wants to come? Wants to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And he will give you a new spirit. He'll give you a new mind. He'll give you a new heart. He'll give you a new body. And he'll give you a new destiny. Is there anyone else come? I came here for you. Is there anyone else come? It is God who did the work of reconciliation. He reconciled us in Christ. It is God who was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So I want you to repeat after me, you children that have come in front. Tabikun, will you say you are Rana? Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I am a sinner. I ask that you forgive me. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for me. And from today, I am a child of God. I refuse the work of the devil. I refuse the work of darkness. And from today, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I am a new creation. I have a new heart. I have a new mind. I have a new spirit. And I have a new body. And today, write my name in the book of life. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, I thank you for these children. I thank you for them giving their lives to Jesus. May you call them. May you mark them for your glory. May your anointing rest on them. May your spirit rest on them. May your power rest on them. May your favor rest on them.
May you raise them up to be the pillars of this church. May you raise them up to be men and women of God. May you raise them and anoint them to do mighty works for the gospel. May they be the light to their families. May they bring more and more of their family members. Help them in their schoolwork. Help them with the money they need for school fees. Help them with their health. I rebuke every sickness in their bodies. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Is there another prayer request you can go back and say?
Hal fitil bata salawatan.
Is there someone who has a condition or something that you need God to? And you know, only God can solve this. And he wants us to agree with you that God will do it.
You can come forward also with
prayer. And come forward and pray with you.
Come forward and pray with you.
Anyone can come forward. You know what you need from the Lord.
Father God, come against every foundation of wickedness. I rebuke you, never in the name of Jesus. Come on!